My name is Savannah Crabb, and I'm from Pepperell High School, and the title of my poem is My Mother Cry. Getting closer, getting closer, my sweet mother cries. We're almost to our promised land, green grass and blue skies. I nod to my poor mother, who has walked so far. I see straight through her strong eyes and see her broken heart. We are on our way to Rosebud. Mother says we should be safe. The white men are leading us, so we do not run away. Mother tells me not to speak. Shh, shh, she moans. The elders all around me fill the night with groans. Yesterday, my brother tried to stray away. A white man grabbed his collar and yelled at him all day. I'm glad my mother holds me so I don't have to walk. I just wish we could be back at home. I miss it quite a lot. My grandmother walks next to us. She hasn't smiled in days. She'll say, "Oh, my poor Ewahi," and gently stroke my face. My mother is so beautiful. I hope I soon look like her. But right now, I'm just a tiny child watching the dirt stir. We used to be prideful. We used to be sure. We used to think that we were safe because we were so pure. But this move is so different than the ones we've done before. We'd simply run out of things to hunt, then go and find some more. But in this one, we're like cattle. There are no voices heard. I look up into the sky and wish I were a bird. My mother had to leave behind her husband, my daddy, the chief. The white men made him stay behind, and then I heard him scream. Mother covered my ears, and I began to cry. I never even got to tell my father goodbye. Why don't the white men like us? Weren't we here first? I ask my mother all the time, but she won't answer because it hurts. I don't understand why we have to get this new home when we used to have our old one where the buffalo once roamed. We finally reached Rosebud, and grandmother is not pleased. Several others are crying, everyone but me. I hold my mother very close, and she squeezes me so tight. This is my first time seeing my mother cry.